It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Gary Erickson came to Bemidji in 1974, hasn't missed many Beaver hockey games ever since. He joins us next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Gary Erickson moved to Bemidji from Roseau in 1974. The longtime Bemidji dentist retired a couple of years ago. Over the years, he's been a fan of a lot of Beaver hockey players. Some of his favorites from back home.
Well, you know, I got to go back to a couple of my Roseau guys in the early days, and I think you got to go to Brian Grand, who I think is as good as anyone that ever put the uniform on here. And Grand's the most humble guy in the world. You know, he would never say much about anything, but he's such a competitor too. But he's a wonderful human being, and not far behind him was Bruce Falk. I mean, Bruce was a tireless worker and everything you really could ask for in a hockey player.
One of the more recent players that he's been a fan of, currently playing in the National Hockey League for the Minnesota Wild, his favorite, Brad Hunt.
So I just don't think we've ever had a power play defenseman like him. He had the biggest smile, and he played like he loved the game. So I'd probably have to vote for Brad. There's a lot of candidates, but he'd be number one. He just was so low-key. Kind of maybe Matt Reed might have had more spotlight than he did, but he was he's just a great human being.
Doc says by having a NHLer in-state, it calls Bemidji State his home. Certainly can't be a bad thing.
I'm thrilled to see it. I think it's great for the program, you know, to have a guy, one of your own, that's kind of in the spotlight, and I think it kind of emphasizes that, hey, we turn out some pretty darn good hockey players here. And
you've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.